So, intro music fades in and out. Welcome to Transformation, Brief, AI and Technology. Here's what you need to know today. The AI agent security problem, it just got real. Seriously, you don't want your team to become a compliance nightmare. Now, for a quick look at the Intake Sundo. This past week, we analyzed intelligence from 12 episodes across 12 different podcasts, totaling 715 minutes of deep dives. We heard from some incredible voices, including Alex Wilchko, founder and CEO of Osmo, Sam Charrington, host of the TWIML AI podcast, Devrit Rishi, general manager of AI at Rubrik, and Craig Smith, host of Eye on AI. All right, let's talk about the big shift. This week, the AI conversation pivoted sharply from talking about what AI can do to what risks it poses. There's a stark warning emerging. The biggest risk isn't necessarily rogue models, but rather the agents being wielded by enterprises. As organizations race to deploy AI, the real bottleneck, it seems, isn't the models themselves, but the security of this broader agentic ecosystem. And we've got some pretty compelling evidence for this. Devrit Rishi, general manager of AI at Rubrik, shared on Eye on AI that AWS experienced 4 SEVI-1 outages within just 90 days after deploying coding agents. Now, for AWS, known for its stability, that's a huge blow to their reputation. This isn't an isolated incident either. Rishi highlighted a growing number of security breaches, data deletions, and operational disruptions that are coming directly from agent-led actions, often made worse by user fatigue from constant permission requests. As Devrit Rishi put it, AWS had its post where it said after quoting agents got rolled out, they had 4 SEV1 outages in about 90 days, which for AWS-like, and it might have been shorter than 90 days, but for AWS-like, the hallmark of, like, stability, cloud resilience, that is what you buy them for. SLAs is what you buy them for. That's incredible. So why does this matter so much? Well, this isn't just about preventing hacks. It's about avoiding self-inflicted operational wounds. The top-down pressure for AI adoption in enterprises is actually outpacing the development of secure architectures. Tsavo Knott, CEO and co-founder of Pieces on the AI and Business podcast, pointed out that every individual contributor is essentially becoming a PM over agents. This creates a complex web of interactions that desperately needs sophisticated governance. Concepts like Agent Harness and Semantic AI Governance Engine, or SAGE, are emerging as critical solutions, using small language models to enforce granular, real-time security policies. The move here is clear. Prioritize securing your agentic workflows now. Don't wait for your own 4 SEV1 outages. You need to implement visibility and control over agent actions and really start considering adopting AI-native security frameworks. Moving on to the rundown. So, some really interesting stories this week. First up, your AI model will smell better than you. Osmo, an AI company, is digitizing smell using graph neural networks to map molecular structures to certain odors. This allows for the creation of brand new fragrance molecules. Alex Wilchko, founder and CEO of Osmo, shared on the TWIML AI podcast that their models actually predict what things smell like better than any one individual panelist on average. Why this matters? This goes way beyond just consumer goods. Wilchko sees huge implications for disease detection, and it could expand AI beyond traditional digital modalities into the chemical world, creating vast new market categories. Next, OpenAI's GPT-5.6 Sol can now autonomously train other models. OpenAI's new GPT-5.6 Sol model autonomously post-trained its Luna model. This is a significant step towards self-improving AI systems. Tejal, a researcher at OpenAI, confirmed this capability on the Neuron. AI explained, highlighting a leap beyond human-driven model development. The context here is that this signals a new era where models can enhance and optimize their own kind, accelerating the pace of AI evolution and potentially broadening its applicability to complex, real-world problems. For example, one Japanese farmer is already using GPT 5.6 Sol to help manage their farm. Here's something interesting. AI is forcing leaders to get their hands dirty. Leaders can no longer just delegate AI strategy without having personal experience. Jeff Woods, author of The AI-Driven Leader, argued on Beyond the Prompt that personal engagement with AI is absolutely crucial for effective leadership, noting that the optimal way to lead in this new AI-driven world is to learn. What to watch for? AI is going to become less of a competitive advantage and more of a competitive parity. The real edge is going to come from leaders actively integrating AI into their own workflows to enhance internal capabilities and strategic thinking, not just overseeing its deployment. And get this, AI wants to read your mind. Anthropic's new interpretability research shows their Claude model has a readable global workspace, or JSpace, where it holds internal concepts right before generating output. Nathaniel Whittemore, host of the AI Daily Brief, explained that this allows researchers to read in the moment what a model is actually doing. Why this matters. This is a game changer for AI safety. Being able to directly observe and even swap a model's internal thoughts provides unprecedented debugging capabilities. This will definitely improve reliability and performance beyond merely analyzing outputs. The Hard Fork podcast also noted that AI consciousness research, once considered fringe and taboo, is now being taken seriously by major AI labs. Finally, in the rundown, your home could host mini AI data centers. Sunrun is implementing a novel approach to AI infrastructure by actually paying customers to host compute nodes in their homes, utilizing residential solar and battery systems. This surprising development was reported on AI Breakdown. The context for this is fascinating. This strategy directly addresses NIMBYism and regulatory hurdles that traditional data centers face. It indicates a potential future of highly distributed, grid-integrated AI compute, which is really reshaping the entire AI infrastructure landscape. Now let's move into the signals, where we track what's brewing in the AI and tech world. On Watch, Modal is a cloud platform that's shifting to optimize for agent experience, anticipating AI agents as primary users and offering serverless functions and GPU support across 17 cloud providers. You can hear Akshat Bubna discuss this on Latent Space, the AI Engineer podcast. Jeff Woods, the author of The AI-Driven Leader, emphasizes that leaders must personally engage with AI to effectively lead their organizations in this new era. Learn more from Jeff Woods on Beyond the Prompt. We're seeing the emergence of AI-native individual contributors, a new role where individuals essentially act as PMs over agents, managing workflows and requiring unified context capture. Savo Knott highlighted this on the AI and Business podcast. Things are heating up with the odor Turing test. AI models are now predicting smells at human quality levels, passing this odor Turing test and opening doors to applications way beyond just fragrances. Alex Wilchko revealed this on the WIML AI podcast. AI for brainstorming and strategic alignment. AI can now co-facilitate leadership meetings, uncover unspoken thoughts, and accelerate consensus from months down to mere hours. Jeff Woods spoke about this on Beyond the Prompt. Token efficiency is a major focus for current AI models like GPT 5.6 Sol, enabling advanced capabilities at a lower cost than previous generations. Katie, a researcher at OpenAI, discussed this on The Neuron. AI explained. Let's dive into the debate. Enterprise AI adoption, risk versus reward. We've got the bull case. Enterprises are facing top-down pressure to adopt AI, demanding solutions that provide visibility and control over agent actions. The potential for efficiency gains is just too great to ignore, which makes robust security solutions, like Rubrik Agent Cloud, which uses small language models for policy enforcement, an absolute necessity. As Devrett Rishi, General Manager of AI at Rubrik, states on Ion AI, "Most of the businesses and the enterprises I think are actually either not adopting AI or adopting a very riskful posture because of a lack of way to be able to do this for the enterprise solution." But then there's the bear case. The very nature of AI agents, with their non-deterministic behavior and reliance on large language models, introduces an inherent fragility that makes them terrifying to update in production. Hamza Tahir, co-founder of ZenML, expressed this fear on Practical AI. "I still am terrified updating my agent in production. I'm terrified because I have no idea. I have literally no idea, given the entropy in that system, how I can even adding a word to the system prompt, what would happen? The difficulty in ensuring durability and managing state in multi-agent workflows creates significant hurdles. Our read on this is that the market is definitely pushing for adoption, but the tools and best practices for secure and durable deployment are still very much emerging. This tension really highlights the urgent need for MLOps to evolve specifically for agentic workflows, rather than simple model deployment. And now, the bottom line. AI agent security is the new frontier, transforming leadership roles and the very infrastructure beneath them. Simply put, secure your agents, or they'll secure your outages. Now for a quick scan of some of the episodes we covered this week, you can find links to all of these in the newsletter. First up, Decoder with Nilay Patel. Why did Comcast ever buy NBC? Runtime, 63 minutes. For the strategic leader, this episode helps you understand why content plus pipes strategies consistently fail and how Wall Street can force a 15-year unbundling. Nilay Patel and Peter Kafka dissect Comcast's long-standing but ultimately failed strategy, comparing it to other historical failures and explaining the forces that finally led to its unbundling. As Peter Kafka, chief correspondent and host of channels at Business Insider, put it, "Netflix is the great example of why this convergence dream that Comcast, among many others, chased is not material for 2026, and they're finally acknowledging that." Next, the TwyML AI podcast, How AI Learns to Smell, with Alex Wiltschko, Dumja 7 and 7.1. Runtime, 60 minutes. For the visionary technologist, explore how AI is moving beyond traditional data to digitize the sense of smell with wide-ranging applications. Alex Wiltschko of Osmo describes how graph neural networks are used to digitize smell, creating new fragrance molecules and amassing the largest olfactory dataset. As Alex Wiltschko said, 99% of species on this planet can only speak with chemistry, right? Thinking of bacteria and fungi and plants and insects like they just only can talk with molecules. Then we have The Neuron, AI Explained. Bonus, GPT-5.6, Soul Goes Live, Must Try Use Cases, We're Testing Live. Runtime, 134 minutes. For the AI implementer, discover the cutting-edge capabilities of OpenAI's new GPT-5.6 models and the updated ChatGPT desktop app for real-world automation. Corey Knowles and Grant Harvey test OpenAI's new GPT-5.6 models, Sol, Terra, Luna, and the ChatGPT desktop app, highlighting features like ChatGPT Work for complex workflows and Ultra Mode for agentic tasks. Tijal, a researcher at OpenAI, explained, "Sol is our most powerful model for the hardest agentic workflows. Terra is a faster model for everyday workflows, and Luna is our fastest and most affordable model for high-volume work. Also, Ion AI. The biggest AI security problem isn't the model. It's this." Devrett Rishi. Runtime, 48 minutes. For the CTO, CISO understand the critical emerging security risks of AI agents and how to secure enterprise data in agentic workflows. Devrat Rishi from Rubrik discusses the severe security risks posed by AI agents with excessive access to tools and data, citing AWS outages as an example. He also introduced Rubrik Agent Cloud as a solution. As Devrat Rishi put it again, AWS had its post where it said after quoting agents got rolled out, they had 4 SEV1 outages in about 90 days, which for AWS like, and it might have been shorter than 90 days, but for AWS like, the hallmark of like stability, cloud resilience, that is what you buy them for. SLAs is what you buy them for. That's incredible. We also have AI Breakdown, the end of Atlas and MuSpark's debut. Runtime, 13 minutes. For the AI product manager, get a rapid update on major platform shifts, new model releases, and innovative hardware strategies. This episode covers OpenAI discontinuing its Atlas browser, Meta launching MuSpark 1.1, Sunrun's residential AI data center strategy, and SK Hynix's major IPO. In this episode, the host of AI Breakdown noted, Meta is launching MuSpark 1.1, and this is directly competing with Claude and GPT 5.6 on coding. Check out Hard Fork, Do Social Media Bans Work?, plus a conversation about AI consciousness, plus tool time. Runtime, 79 minutes. For the policymaker, explore the complex debate around social media bans for teens and the serious academic inquiry into AI consciousness. Kevin Ruse and Casey Newton discuss the efficacy of social media bans for teenagers and the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on a Texas age verification law. Casey Newton, reporter at Platformer, mentioned, "The U.S. Supreme Court declined to block a Texas law that requires app stores and developers to enforce age verification and make kids get parental consent to download apps." And then there's the AI in Business podcast, How AI is Transforming Governance and Workflow Automation in the Enterprise, with Tsavo Nod of Pieces. Runtime, 41 minutes. For the operations leader, learn how to tackle fragmented context in AI-driven workflows and identify emerging roles like the context router. Tsavo Nod from Pieces discusses the challenges of managing fragmented context in AI-driven enterprise workflows. As Tsavo Nod said, I think probably the largest hurdle that's quietly going on in companies right now is everyone is becoming a PM in a sense, right? A PM over a series of agents, a series of specialized or generalized agents to accomplish tasks. Another great listen. Last Week in AI, 251, Mythos Back, Sonnet 5, Etched, Long Cat. Runtime, 90 minutes. For the AI investor, get updates on new model releases, innovative chip startups, and the strategic shifts in global AI development. Andrei Kurenkov and Jeremy Harris discuss Anthropic's Claude Fable 5 redeployment, the launch of Claude Sonnet 5, and new tools from Google. Jeremy Harris, host at Gladstone AI, warned, "It is 100% guaranteed that U.S. adversaries, including specifically the Chinese, will find ways to jailbreak Mythos and any relevant open AI models of similar capability." And for the AI infrastructure architect, Latent Space, the AI Engineer podcast, Why AI Infrastructure Must Evolve for Agent Experience, Akshat Bubna, Modal CTO. Runtime, 58 minutes. Learn about the critical evolution of AI infrastructure to support advanced agentic workloads and dynamic compute demands. Akshat Bubna, CTO of Modal, explains how Modal's platform enables dynamic scaling and specialized environments for AI applications. Akshat Bubna put it this way, RDMA, basically, it's a way to bypass the TCP networking stack and transfer stuff much faster between one node to the other. And we have, I think, like 3 terabit per second internal networking, which is the standard that's needed. For the MLOps engineer, practical AI, building durable AI agents. Runtime, 47 minutes. Understand the foundational principles for building robust and reliable AI agents and managing their lifecycle. Hamza Tahir of ZenML discusses the evolution of MLOps into the agentic space, highlighting how traditional software engineering principles are being reapplied to AI agents. Hamza Tahir said, "If you drop GPT-5.5 into Claude Code, the harness that would not be as accurate. It wouldn't perform as good as, because simply the two things have coupled together." For the C-suite executive, beyond the prompt, how to use AI in your company, are you qualified to challenge your team on AI? With Jeff Woods, author of The AI-Driven Leader. Runtime, 53 minutes. Discover how AI can transform leadership meetings and why personal AI engagement is critical for strategic advantage. Jeff Woods explains why leaders must personally engage with AI to effectively lead their organizations. As Jeff Woods said, "I don't believe the goal of any company is to adopt AI. I think they want to harness this technology to create a better business and better lives." And finally, for the AI researcher, the AI Daily Brief, artificial intelligence news and analysis. Anthropic can now read Claude's mind. Runtime, 29 minutes. Dive into Anthropic's groundbreaking interpretability research, which offers a new level of insight into AI model reasoning and decision-making. NLW discusses Anthropic's new interpretability research, revealing that their Claude model has a readable global workspace. NLW wisely noted, "Every other engineering discipline gets to look inside the thing that's broken, but AI doesn't." That's all for today's Transformation Brief, AI and Technology. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Outro music fades in.